San Francisco's long, long goodbye to Candlestick Park continues. Last December, the 49ers played the last NFL game in the stadium, and this past week saw what was billed as the final football game ever at the 54-year-old Wind Tunnel by the Bay. As KQED's Dan Brecky reports, 49ers legends and their fans visited the park one last time for an evening that resounded with echoes of past triumphs.
Hopefully it doesn't get too physical.
It was the kind of talk you'd hear from just about any middle-aged guy, talking about getting together to play a little football.
Because sometimes, you know, competitive juices come out of you and tend to forget that you're 50 years old now. You can't make those moves anymore, so be careful.
But that's not just any weekend warrior. It's Roger Craig, the relentless San Francisco 49er running back of the 1980s, getting ready to join retired teammates like defensive back Tim McKeir in a game of flag football.
That's better than tackle. Flag football, I don't think, I can't even see the ball, much less that little flag dangling on the side of the hips.
With fellow 49ers like Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana and receiver Jerry Rice, Craig and McKeir gathered to play a charity game last week against an all-star squad led by Miami Dolphins star Dan Marino. The Legends of Candlestick game was billed as the stadium's final football game forever, a chance for fans like Frank Quilici to say goodbye to a tired-looking Candlestick and celebrate his legacy.
What's important about being out here?
For me? we've had season tickets since they moved to Candlestick from Kezar. My dad's no longer with us anymore, and he was diehard, and we used to sit right over there in Section 37, and I just had to see it one more time. For me, it's very personal.
Like Quilici, fan Tim Griffin has been coming out to this cold, windy park most of his life.
I think it's time. They need to blow this up, and life goes on, but it's nice to see some of these former greats come out and play one more time.
Dwight Clark.
And those former greats, a little older, a little grayer, maybe just a little slower, still have a big following.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
And once play starts, the fans can't help themselves. It doesn't matter that it's flag football played on an 80-yard field.
That brings back memories, doesn't it? Roger Craig out of the backfield.
The stadium is less than half full, but the fans are loving the show.
You look good for old guys like us. Speak for you and I.
Jerry Rice always looks good. He's always in the most ridiculous shape.
I think it's fun. I'm having a good time. It's cool to see all these old-timers.
Oh!
Except when we get intercepted, then I like it less.
Oh!
And the game's outcome, with time running out and the Candlestick wind starting to howl, the Niners need a touchdown. Joe Montana spots a target in the end zone.
Oh, look at it. He lost. To Eddie D.
To Eddie D.
And it's over. The final score, Niners 45, All-Stars 40. DeBartolo says goodbye.
And I thank you for a lifetime, and I mean a lifetime, of happiness and thrills.
Candlestick's still got one or two more acts before it really shuts down for the last time. A soccer game later this month, and then next month, Sir Paul McCartney will play a sold-out house in what is, for now, the last scheduled event at the Stick. For Only a Game, I'm Dan Brecky in San Francisco.